Haiti's earthquake has created another crisis. Christians are responding. Grim realities bear down hard on Compassion International's Haiti team, and a prison outreach opens new doors in Singapore. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A 6.1 magnitude aftershock shook the country of Haiti again yesterday. Many aid agencies are unsure if the quake caused additional damage. However, the disaster is creating another crisis, says President of Kids Alive, Al Lackey.
There's always thousands of orphans that no one has made plans for.
Kids Alive is already committed to taking in 300, but Lackey knows that's not enough.
My passion and desire to see that every child that has been orphaned by way of this earthquake is put into a family that will make them feel secured and loved and prepare them for a future that they can make a significant difference as young adults in Haiti.
That's a huge task for one organization.
We have networks, we have staff, we know how to raise children in homes, we can train people. We have the ability to bring together those that could make that possible.
Allowing Kids Alive to share the gospel, your $30 a month can support a child, will connect you at our website. Next, Compassion International is facing sobering reality as they get assessments in Haiti. A rescued Haitian staff member died from her internal injuries, and another contractor remains missing. The latest estimates are that about 50 child development centers suffered severe damage. Some of the children were killed, some hurt. A group of Compassion Dominican Republic staff brought desperately needed supplies, asked God for peace and comfort for the Haitian team as they resume ministry. You're listening to Mission Network News. Bright Hope International works with about 100 churches in Haiti. However, most of their work is north of Port-au-Prince. Bright Hope's president, Craig Dyer.
Most of those churches are fine. There have been many that have been damaged and have great physical needs. Communications is the big problem right now. Some we can hear from, some we can't.
Bright Hope provides microenterprise lending to help get people out of poverty. Since they work through the local church, many come to Christ. Bright Hope will be providing relief through their church network.
It's only the church that can bring real encouragement, real hope. The church can deliver aid, but also raise up a banner and see Haitians come to the Lord through this.
Dyer says these churches will also help fellow Christians.
Caring for the churches that are damaged and get those pipelines up and running and strengthened to where they can stand on their own feet again.
Money is needed for food, clothing, shelter, and medicine. In other news, Faith Comes By Hearing is doubling the number of scripture recording teams this year. New technology makes this project possible in rural areas. FCBH's Ray Warrior says the teams are equipped with a portable recording studio.
That is composed of laptop computers, all of the mixing and audio equipment that's necessary, and they are packed into two heavy-duty plastic cases so that they can travel through some of the rough spots without damage.
Why the large deployment?
Our objective is to record 2,000 languages by the year 2016.
Even though the translations are available in the heart languages, high illiteracy still keeps people from reading God's Word.
However, if we then come along and do the recording of that translated language, while they can't read, they can't listen, and the Word of God can then transform their lives.
And Crossroad Bible Institute just opened its first distribution center in Singapore. Director Paul Tan is discipling inmates in Changi Prison. Students are already making a difference. 15 Buddhist inmates were so impressed with the testimony of current students that they've converted to Christianity in order to enroll in the Bible study program. Prison officials also welcome the addition of CBI. Pray that these believers will continue to have a clear, strong testimony for Christ to those around them. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN has a group and fan page on Facebook. Just search for Mission Network News to find us. When you join, you'll get regular behind-the-scenes messages, video updates, and you'll be the first to hear about special offers. Links to our Facebook group, YouTube, and Twitter pages can be found at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.